Hey y'all, it's your girl Shania on podcast on Never Holding Back. I'm starting a new podcast. It will be dropping every Wednesday at 5 p.m. And I'm just going to be talking about any and everything I want to talk about. If you're interested in any type of topics, you can email me at shanianox@gmail.com. And that is shanianyiaknox@gmail.com. If you want me to drop any topics, talk about anything that you yourself couldn't talk about or anything, let me know. But I'm starting a podcast that I will be dropping weekly, talking about any and everything. So I hope you're excited because I'm really excited. But my first podcast that I do want to talk about is simply jealousy, insecurity, and miserable people. Because the world is really filled of jealous ass motherfucking bitter ass miserable ass motherfucking people, and I really don't understand why, because we all have the 24 hours in the day to make the day better. Like, your struggle has nothing to do with me. My struggle has nothing to do with you. Your success has nothing to do with me, and my success has nothing to do with you. So what the fuck are you jealous at me for? Because I choose to apply more pressure within this 24 hours out the day that I get, and you just sit on your ass all day and scroll through Facebook. That's not my problem. Motherfuckers really be jealous. Or if you just get up and get dressed, go to work, there's miserable ass, ugly ass bitches there that sit there and side-eye you all day. Why? Because I get dressed and I'm confident in the skin that I'm in. That ain't got nothing to do with you. You need to go home, look in the motherfucking mirror, and think about why the fuck is you so mad that I come to work cute every day. Who the fuck doesn't get dressed to go to work? Bitch, you're going to work. If you work in a motherfucking company where people looking at you, shouldn't you be presentable? What the fuck is you staring at me for all day for? Mad at me all day. Man, I done had a job. I used to work at AAA, and I had this insecure ass hate. I call these bitches bitter bitches. BBs. I call these bitches bitter bitches, and I call them secret haters, because I can smell a secret hating ass bitch from a mile away, and y'all bitches really be secret ass haters because y'all ain't shit and y'all ain't got shit, and you think somebody else supposed to do for you or lead the way for motherfucking you. Girl, please, if you don't get on your two motherfucking feet and pull them panties up and do your grown woman shit that every fucking woman is out here supposed to be doing, hustling, doing what you're supposed to be doing, and taking care of you and yourself and your motherfucking family. Like, it's that fucking simple. So I used to work at AAA or whatever, and I'm the type of person that I just get up. My personality is I like to get dressed. I like to look cute. I like to have my hair done, my nails done. I'm very confident, and people may call me conceited. I don't give a fuck. I'm conceited. I got a reason. The fuck? Because I do got a reason. I know what I bring to the table, and I know my worth, and I add motherfucking tax to it. So, hey, if I'm conceited, I'll be motherfucking Remy Ma conceited. Oh, well. So I come to work every day, you know, cute, dressed to the T or whatever, because that's just motherfucking me. This bitch was mad every day. Every day she tried to find something to be mad at. Like, 3 months went past, and she just started trying to fuck with me, talking about, oh, I couldn't wear black jeans, black pants to work, but everybody else around me is wearing black pants. The bitch sent me home with no pay because she thought I was going to come back to work after I switched my pants. Bitch, I'm not leaving work to go change because I got on some jeans that you may want that you can't fucking fit. Bitch, what? Get your fat ass out of here, bitch. I'm a small, I'm a size 5, and I can fit in anything, and you cannot. Fuck out of here. This bitch sent me home without fucking pay because I had on some black pants. That is not, again, that is in the dress code. You're allowed to wear black pants or whatever. So I come to work the next day. My coworker sitting right next to me has on the same black pants that I got sent home from yesterday. But she's able to sit here and make her fucking money, but you sent me the fuck home. And you sent me home because you're a secret ass hater. And the bitch sitting next to me, she don't come to work dressed like me. She throws on anything and runs out the fucking door. So of course you're not going to send her home. Who's looking at that? But people look at me because I'm something to fucking look at. It's not my fault when nobody look at you. That's just you. You come to work ugly, sloppy, dusty, and crusty. That is your personal appearance. What the fuck? The fuck? Why are you mad at me? It was crazy. And every other fucking week, the bitch kept trying to fuck with me. She gonna try to move my seat. Remind you, I'm working at AAA, a fucking call center. What do you do in the call center? You talk to your motherfucking neighbor that you're sitting next to. She gonna try to move me because she said we talk. bitch, what? How the fuck you work in a call center, you can't talk? Where the fuck do that make sense at? Because it doesn't, and because you had a little bit of authority and you didn't like me for personal reasons because you're a weak ass ass bitch, you thought you could fuck with me. What? I told that bitch I went in that office because me, I get jobs. My resume's popping. I'm a good ass employee. I do what I'm supposed to do, and I always come to work, and I'm about that motherfucking overtime. I'm about my shmoney, period, point blank, Cardi B. I'm about that money, nigga. Then that's just what it is. But I'm never going to be disrespected, played with, belittled, picked on for a fucking job, for a fucking paycheck. Girl, fuck you. You don't even write my fucking checks, nigga. You answer to a motherfucking person above you, and it's not the same skin color as you. Because you're black, and they're white, and the white man signs your check. So keep kissing his ass, and stay the fuck off my dick, bitch. I went in that office. Because I went to HR above the bitch. And I'm like, I'm out of this job. I went to the office. She said something. I looked at her and everybody in the office. And I said, before you continue, let me let y'all know something. Fuck y'all. Yeah. And I fucking left. What the fuck you talking about? And I got a job the next day. Like, what? Please. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm coming to work to do my job. If you're not fucking moving my seat or nagging me about my work ethic, my fucking attendance, my fucking quality on the phone, you're not talking about none of that shit that really fucking matters to a paycheck. But you want to keep fucking with me about some pants, some fucking a fucking seat, talking about I can't talk to my motherfucking neighbor, bitch. Is you dumb? Do you not know the freedom of speech, bitch? I can talk to whoever the fuck I'm sitting next to, nigga. I don't give a fuck if I'm working that motherfucker in a drive-thru at McDonald's, nigga. If I want to talk to my fucking coworker when I fucking have a break, bitch, I'm allowed to do that. Who the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with y'all miserable ass, jealous ass bitches? And it be y'all old ass bitches. I'm 25 years old and then I had altercations with 40 year old bitches because y'all bitter as fuck because y'all done waited till y'all 40s and 50s to want to get your life together. Bitches over. Ain't nobody's fault. Y'all be really mad and hating on these young bitches out here because they got more than you and they did more in their lifetime. Halfway older, halfway younger than you, and you're still 40 years old, wiping some ass, living with a nigga, don't have nothing in your name. Whose fault is that? That's your fault, dummy. Tired of these motherfucking bitches. Y'all bitches really be mad and insecure as fuck, especially friends, secret ass, hating ass friends. What? You know how many friends I done had to cut off? How many friends I done had to smack back in the day because y'all bitches be secret ass, miserable ass haters? What? And you can really tell, too. Like, certain people, like, if you a friend, certain friends won't invite you to certain shit. For what? Because you're mad I'm the life of the party, bitch? What? I had to cut mad secret hating bitches off. What? There was this one bitch I was cool with for a minute. You know, we sitting up talking about niggas and shit. How females do. Just sitting up talking about niggas. This bitch takes it upon herself to message my ex-boyfriend and tell him to call me because I had something I need to tell him. Don't you think if I had something to tell my ex-boyfriend that I would pick up the phone and call him because we talk when I need to talk? Like, who the fuck told you to take it upon yourself to go message my ex-nigga and tell him some shit that I didn't even tell you to tell him? And then you went all day without telling me because he told me before the night was over. Bitch, we put on the phone all day, all night. We gossiping all day for the 24 hours, but yet you did not tell me that you messaged my ex-boyfriend. You know why? Because the intent behind it was sneaky. And when I came to the bitch about it, she lied. Bitch, what you lying for? If you ain't trying to fuck the nigga, what you message him for? And what the fuck is you being sneaky and not telling me that you messaged him? Well, y'all bitches is weird. Like, y'all bitches are really fucking weird. Y'all don't know how to be a friend. Y'all are miserable as fuck because y'all sitting up there fucking with broke ass niggas. Know your fucking worth. Why the fuck is you opening your legs for a nigga who can't even pay your fucking water bill but want to take a shower in your fucking house? What? Why is you fucking with a nigga that you gotta always come out your pockets for? If you's a bitch that like to take care of a nigga, by all means, that's cool with me. Do you? I'm not a bitch that's taking care of no grown ass man. I feel like if you're a grown ass man and you trying to fuck with me, you need to have something to bring to the table as well as I, because I would not be trying to fuck with nobody if I don't have shit to my motherfucking name. That's just stupid. How can you take care of both of us and you can't even take care of yourself? The fuck? But y'all bitches will fuck with a lame ass nigga, a broke ass nigga, a nigga who needs you for shit, and then get mad when he dog you. You're fucking with a little ass boy who was not raised right to care for you. So what the fuck you think you're gonna get? You're gonna get a nigga that just dogs you out. And y'all really be mad at bitches when they stop fucking with niggas quick like a dime. My cutoff game's crazy. I'm not putting up with shit. And bitches will really be mad at me because I know my fucking worth. Man, I got that shit tatted on me. Know your worth and add fucking tax, because if you don't know your worth, ain't nobody out here else going to know your worth. And ain't no nigga out here going to respect you. Bitches out here be getting disrespected, embarrassed, all of that shit. Like, y'all bitches are really embarrassments. And y'all be humiliating yourselves, embarrassing yourselves for a nigga who don't give a fuck about you and will fuck your friend if he had the chance. Like, what? These is bitches that will fuck with a nigga in jail, but then talking about you got a nigga who own property that's on your dick. Did you see that? Did you hear that? You fucking with a nigga in jail who can't do shit for you, but then in the same sentence you turn around and say, because I got niggas that been waiting to fuck with me, own property, own this, own that. So why the fuck is you wasting your time fucking with a nigga that don't have none of that? And you know there's niggas out here that got their own shit, but you rather settle for a nigga that you have to take care of. Man, I wish I would. And I'm telling you, because I settled back in the past. I had a relationship where I settled. What? What? Motherfucking what? I will never in my life settle. Ever fucking ever. What the fuck am I settling for? What am I settling for? Ain't nobody else settling. I'm settling. I'm miserable. I'm unhappy. And every day I come in the house and I look at you, I got an instant fucking attitude. And then when I speak to you, it's going to come out disrespectful because I have resentment towards you because you're sitting up in my face not doing shit, but I'm sitting up every day going to fuck to work. Nah, that's going to make you miserable and sad. That's going to make you resentful. That's going to make you hate that motherfucker. And that's going to make you toxic and nasty inside. And then after that, you're going to talk and be disrespectful to every other nigga because that's how that last nigga treated you. No, let that motherfucking bum go. Like, when you let off negativity and toxic shit and motherfuckers who are not on the same level as you, your peace will give you way more than that. Like, stop settling. Bitches and niggas too. Y'all be out here settling. What the fuck is y'all settling for? You know what I mean? People's in the world, and you settling for this one ass, bum ass, scratcher ass nigga that keep going to jail every 2 months? What? Come on now. Been there, done that. I done fuck with jail niggas. I done fuck with hood niggas. I done fuck with drug dealers. I done fucked with all types of shit. That's not where it's at, boo. You need a nigga. I need a grown-ass man that's stable, that has a foundation, that has a mindset, that's looking to grow, that's looking to move forward in life. You need females out here don't understand that they need a real-ass man. Don't nobody got time for these little-ass boys. And if you keep fucking with a boy and you're trying to move forward in your life and you fucking with a nigga that's his mindset's never going to change, he's going to continue to hold you the fuck back, so you're not going to be able to grow in life, and you're going to be a miserable ass bitch, and you're going to look up 10, 20, 15 years later still miserable, playing games with the same ass nigga that you don't even fucking love no more, but you're settling for him because you're scared to move on. Please, what? Call me what you want, nigga. I'm moving the fuck on. I'm dropping you and I'll have fucking 5 more by tomorrow. What? Because I'm the catch. So why the fuck am I about to settle for that? And why the fuck would I make myself miserable for someone who can't even do shit for me? No, ladies. Know your worth. Even males, know your worth. I've been seeing so many men out here getting caught up with fucking wild ass bitches. Like, people don't take the time to really get to know each other. They rush into relationships. They rush into marriages. They rush into having babies before they even know somebody. Then 9 months later, you fucking hate your baby's dad or baby's mom, and y'all are in court fighting over this because you didn't take the time to get to know that person before you fucked them. Even if you fucked them, y'all know how to fuck protectively? I'm 25 years old. I don't have no kids. I pop a birth control pill every fucking day if I want a raw dog, because I know the consequences behind that shit. So I'm going to protect myself because I don't want no fucking kids right now. I don't want no kids right now. I don't want kids to just have kids and just be mad as fuck because I got a kid and I'm not with my baby's dad, but I want to be with him, but he's fucking around because he doesn't have in his mind that he's not at that maturity level to settle down and be with his family. What you mean? Everybody I know right now is not with their father of the child or the mother of the child because y'all don't know them before y'all are having sex. Y'all are just fucking. And then you're miserable after the fact because you're stuck with a baby by yourself. What? And even if you're stuck with a baby by yourself, that does not cause you and that should not cause you to be miserable. Misery really loves company. Like, motherfuckers be mizzy out here. Out here, like, fuck out of here. I'm not with that shit. Life is too good and too great and just awesome to be miserable out here. Like, I don't care if you're at your lowest point in life. The only way is up. If you're at rock bottom, where else can you go but fucking up? So apply that pressure and just use it to your advantage to get where you need to fucking go. But staying at the bottom, being miserable, and then you're feeding that misery energy to other people because you're mad at them. Like, when you're miserable and your life's fucked up and you got people around you that's doing good, you're not going to be able to give the support to them that you need because you're fucked up and you can't even get out of your own head to support other people because you're miserable. Like, I had a friend that I had to cut off because the friendship was always one-sided. She was never a friend to me, but I was always a friend to her. Like, but every time something was good, going good in my life, like, I used to sell lashes and everything like that, and not once did this bitch ever ask to buy a pair of lashes from me. Not ever did she say, oh, that's what's up, sis, proud of you. Not ever once did she like a fucking post on Facebook or even repost my fucking post on Facebook, you feel me? But this bitch will go out and buy lashes from other bitches or from the store, but your best friend sells lashes and you won't even support me. What? And guess where that bitch is at? Who fucking knows? Because she ain't around me. I need real bitches and real bitches that can support me. Period, point blank. I don't have time for no fake ass friend, no fake ass miserable ass person. Keep that shit the fuck over there. I do not like miserable people. I do not want that company. Life is good. And that shit is just, it eats up your spirit. And people, it made me throw up in my mouth because people are really fucking miserable in life. How are you mad at me because that's the life and the path that you chose to live and you chose to stick with? You can change anything in your fucking life. What the fuck you mean? What the fuck you mean? You can pick up today and change what the fuck you didn't like tomorrow. But if you sit in that stuckin' ass place forever, you're gonna be miserable forever, motherfucker. You need to get out of that shit. There's people that I know, family, friends, all of that shit, that have been with men that they don't even like, but they choose to fucking settle for that nigga because they're scared to move the fuck on because they don't have shit behind their name. They don't have a degree. They don't have shit like that. They don't even have a high school diploma. I don't give a fuck if you don't have a high school diploma. There is jobs, there is people out there that will fuck with you. And why the fuck would you stay with somebody for years that you don't even fucking care for or love for? Do you know how much time you are wasting for you, that other person, and your spirit inside? Like, I wasted a year in a relationship with a nigga, and I won't even do that. And I see people that have wasted 20 years with the same fucking person, and they're miserable. It's people that used to be skinny and now they're just big as hell because they eat their insecurities. They eat what they're harboring inside. They eat to fill that void, but won't leave the motherfucker that they're miserable with. I don't understand that. I don't know why it's so hard for people to walk away from miserable and toxic situations. Like, it's not hard. It's not hard. There is somebody out there for everybody. And you cannot waste your time on people. Like, you got to stay away from that. Y'all insecure as men. Y'all miserable as men. Y'all bitter as men because your mom or your dad didn't raise you right. Yeah, y'all motherfucking too. Because y'all motherfuckers out here are bums. These bitches out here is doing more than niggas out here. Y'all niggas need to get the fuck out the streets. Stop selling drugs at 26 and older. Y'all are old as fuck with multiple kids. Like, I don't understand the mindset of people out here. What the fuck is you in the streets for? Going to jail. And then you expect a bitch to hold you down with multiple kids and she got businesses and shit. Why the fuck don't you have your shit together? Why the fuck at a certain age don't y'all niggas make enough money and plan for a better life? Why the fuck is y'all hustling for designer and for trips? Why the fuck ain't you putting up 401ks, tuition, Gerber plans, life insurance? What's like y'all niggas' mentalities be so fucking ghetto? Get out of that shit. Like, and then y'all think a female's supposed to owe you some. Y'all niggas don't bring shit to the fucking table but some dick. Don't nobody want that shit. We can go buy a dick if it comes with all of that extra shit. Y'all niggas don't come with shit but dick and a headache. Nothing. And then you're miserable at that. And then your fucking mentality at that is fucking crazy. And there's niggas out there that when they're fucked up in the head, they'll fuck they bitch up mentally in the head so she could be on the same level mentally as him and she can't prosper and she can't grow. Get the fuck out of here. Y'all bitches need to let them insecurity ass niggas go. Niggas who always question you when you leave in the house and you looking nice, would go out with your girls, or a nigga who blow you the fuck up, or a nigga who asks you, why ain't you answer the phone? Who you fucking with? Oh, hell no. Oh, hell to the nah. I wish the motherfucker would call my phone and question me about shit. Nigga, what? You got me fucked all the way up. And you better check yourself. Why? Because I'm going to hang up on you and I'm not going to answer because I don't know who you're talking to. Why are you questioning me? If you cannot trust your girl, you don't need to be with her. You don't need to be with her. If she can't trust you, she don't need to be with you. Females nagging a nigga, questioning a nigga, always arguing about a bitch, same way for a nigga, always arguing about another nigga, questioning her about another nigga. That shit's toxic. That's not healthy. That's miserable. Let it the fuck go. Ain't nothing coming healthy out of that. And that's just that. Like, everybody need to stop being miserable. Everybody need to stop being fucking jealous. Like, I don't have a jealous bone in my body. I've never been that way to be jealous. Like, I can't be jealous. I think that's just so fuck. That's the worst trait in the fucking world. Like, how is you jealous of somebody? What you mean? You should take that and apply it to your fucking shit. And that should make you want to go harder and get on that level. Why is you jealous? Like, why is you jealous? Like, what the fuck is you jealous for? And take that jealousy and ask them, hey, how did you apply that to get to where you is today? And motherfucker will coach you so that you can do the same thing. But what the fuck is you being jealous for? And man, jealousy is a crazy trait out here. Motherfuckers kill for jealousy. Motherfuckers do all types of shit. Like, it don't make no sense. Like, my cousin got killed off some jealousy with the school in Texas. Some dirty ass Texas nigga didn't like the swag he had. Always was flat. Always was swaggy. Had a car. That's who we are. We are. We dress. We were confident in ourselves, and it's gonna show when we step out the motherfucking door. You know what I'm saying? And he killed him. Like, jealous. My cousin wasn't even from Texas. He went to school in Texas. He's from Pittsburgh. He wasn't even in school for a year, and the nigga killed him because he was a fly ass nigga. Like, what? That shit don't even make no sense, dog. R.I.P. Lay, love you. That don't even make no sense. Like, jealous. Like, jealousy, greed, misery, all that shit. It will make you do the same crime Like, fuck that shit. Y'all niggas and bitches need to do better. Y'all need to know y'all worth. Y'all need to stop being jealous of other people for their success, for them getting money, for them using the 24 hours that God gave us and you not doing shit. You need to stop watching people, and maybe you need to start doing for your fucking self. Fuck that. What the fuck is you jealous for? And stop being mad at people because they're confident in the skin that they are in. Fuck you mean. I'll get dressed in some sweatpants and still make every bitch in the room insecure because my personality is the bomb. I'm so fucking confident in myself. I don't give a fuck about nobody. And that makes people who are insecure and not confident in themselves, that eats their spirit up and they can't be around you. That's a personal problem, boo, because guess who ain't going to change nobody? I'm not changing me for my fucking body. I'm confident. I'm conceited. I got a reason. Hey, and I do what I do. I bring the fucking table. I know my worth and I get some money. I don't have no kids. I be chilling. So yes, y'all bitches out there that's always been jealous of Shania, continue to be jealous of Shania. Continue to be insecure of motherfucking Shania, because Shania is going to continue to get this bag and she's going to continue to be herself. And y'all bitches out there, why don't y'all use this to apply it to your motherfucking self and get some self-confidence. Get some self motherfucking worth and get some self motherfucking dignity, because everybody fucking needs it. And y'all motherfuckers always up in here talking about everybody else, what they doing, what they shouldn't be doing, how they doing this, and you ain't doing shit but talking about them, gossiping. You're not getting paid to talk shit on nobody. Why don't you get a paycheck for talking shit, and then somebody will probably listen about it. Bitches and niggas be mad as fuck because they are bums and they don't want to apply shit. Y'all fucking welfare bitches are so used to being on welfare. Y'all don't know what it is to really work out here. Y'all bitches work 20 hours a week and collect food stamps and sell them shits. Y'all bitches be bums. Fuck is you talking about? If you going to use the system, use it to get off of it. It's not for you to stay on forever till you die. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, and then you mad at the next bitch because she don't got to do all that. I don't have, like, ugh. Child, Jesus, pray for them. Because what? Jealousy's crazy. Even in immediate families, families be jealous of you. I got an aunt that's jealous of my fucking mom. That's your fucking sister. How you jealous of her? Like, what? It's just fucking crazy. It's crazy how jealousy and misery and broke motherfuckingness and insecurities people really show it on the skin that they wear. Like, it's crazy. People can't even hide their jealousy no more. And coming 2020, it's fucking right on their face. Like, why are you wearing that? Why your nails always like that? Why your hair always long? Why are you mad? Huh? I bought it. I paid for it because I fucking like it. What the fuck is you questioning me for? Because you can't. That's not my problem. Mind your fucking business, Maddie. You know, that should just be crazy. And I don't get it. I don't understand how people can be jealous. I don't like that shit. That shit's crazy. But that shit's out here. And it's out here heavy. And when you see somebody jealous of you, or you got a secret-ass bitch around you, a secret-ass hating-ass bitch, or even a secret-ass hating-ass nigga that's watching your pockets because you a bitch and you a female and you getting more money than him. You gotta call all that secretness out. Motherfuckers be hating from close, far, all around the world. Motherfuckers be hating from Facebook and don't even know you, but they think they know you because your profile, because they follow you. Like, motherfuckers be hating, jealous and hating. Like, I done deal with hating all my life. I done fought my first day of school when I went to high school. Who fights their first day of school? You don't even know nobody. But you know why I fought? Because there was ugly, jealous bitches that was beneath me. And I came to school and I was the new girl. And I was cute. I was fly. And the niggas that they was used to was on my dick. And they was giving me the attention. That's not my problem, because you've been here for half a year and nobody's looking at you. And I just arrived and I'm the top of the school. But don't ever try me. I don't give a fuck if I'm the only bitch up in the school and I'm new. I don't need nobody to ride and fight for me. I fought her and I whooped her ass the first day of school. And I got suspended and I came back from my suspension. And it is what it is. What you mean? I don't give a fuck if it's the first day of school, the last day of school. Keep your jealousy over there or it will be what it is. You know what I'm saying? Don't bring that shit over in my motherfucking spiritual energy, because you're not about to disrupt it. But y'all females be jealous and y'all be mad and y'all be bitter. And growing up, y'all need to let that go, because y'all be carrying that shit on to your 30s, to your 40s, to your 50s. It shows in the kids that y'all have. Like, y'all need to stop. Y'all motherfuckers is bitter and jealous as fucking. You need to just do better. Invest in yourself. Know your self-worth. Take some me time to find who you are in order to get to that space of peace and all of that. You have to find you. Y'all motherfuckers be living through everybody else. You don't even know who the fuck you are. That's why you so jealous of everybody else, because you don't even know who you are. But people who know who they are, they ain't jealous. For what? I know me. I know who I am. I don't give a fuck about nobody before me or after me, because ain't nobody me. I'm one of a kind. I'm just me. And that's how I see myself. So I don't even give a fuck about nobody else. I don't see nobody else. I don't care about nobody else. And if you's a bomb ass bitch, I'm giving a compliment. Nigga, oh, you's cute as fuck, dude. Hair's cute. Ah, Alpha's cute. She's cute. Ah, you cute. Because that's what people who are confident in themselves do to other people. They give compliments. I'm not just staring at you. Hi, is there a problem? Do you know me? Oh, no, your hair is just cute, though. Okay, bitch, say that, because you've been staring at me since I walked in the fucking building. Like, why are you just staring at me? Say what you like, because you're looking at something hard as fuck for me to have to ask you, do I know you, because you're staring so hard. Like, come on now. Like, y'all bitches, y'all gotta do better. Y'all gotta do better, bitches, niggas, grandma, granddads, because y'all be bitter, too. Y'all are bitter. Like, y'all are bitter as hell, and y'all are miserable because your life is the way it is, and you didn't take the time out to change it. That's nobody else's fault but your own. You're living your life. Don't nobody owe you shit, and ain't nobody gonna give you shit. It's just that simple. So I need everybody out there who's listening to please stop being jealous of other people. Stop being mad at other people because they're doing better than you or anything like that. Just stop that mad, jealous, hating, miserable shit. That shit ain't no good. That shit is eating your spirit up, and it's eating somebody else's spirit up when you bring that shit around. Don't nobody want that toxic shit. People want positive, spiritual, uplifting people around them. And if you're a person that lives off of misery, you need to be by yourself or find a motherfucking misery company, because I'm sure you will. There's a lot of miserable people out here. But you need to keep your miserable ass in the bubble and just keep it there, because don't nobody want that miserable shit. Life is too short. Life is going by too fast for anybody to be fucking wasting time being miserable. You cannot waste time being miserable and being mad. It's just, it's what? Girl, bye. Boy, bye. Bye, bye, bye. You know, so I wanted to get that out there today, because I'm tired of the misery and the jealousy and the toxicness. Everybody has to do better, and everybody has their own life to live. And shouldn't nobody be mad at nobody else for where they're going in life and the path that God is making for somebody else, because it's not going to be the same for you. You know, so I just want everybody to get that out there today. And if you know you're miserable or something, you know, look into yourself. Find some spiritual healing. Cut off whatever is making you mad or miserable and feed it with something positive, because it can be gone. You can get that out of your spirit. I used to be miserable back in the day. I had a situation. I mean, I got my jaw broken and shit like that. And I was miserable for at a time because I thought, you know what I'm saying? I'm ugly as hell. I'm losing weight and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucked up. I'm out of commission for 3-4 months. But at that time, my mental state wasn't right. You feel me? So when your mental state ain't right, your thinking is not going to be right, and it's going to always be negative. But once I got out of that negative ass mind state, man, you couldn't even tell that I went through what I went through 5-6 years ago, because I'm a whole different person right now. Like, I don't even give a fuck about negative shit. Like, I'm so positive, and I just want happy shit and positivity all around, because no one wants to be miserable ever. So if you don't take nothing from this podcast today, just please take to do better, look into yourself, find yourself, and do not spread negativity around. It's nobody wants to hear it. So next week, everyone stay tuned, because I will be having another podcast Wednesday at 5 p.m. Stay tuned for the topic. If you want me to drop any topics, speak about something specifically, email me at shaniaknox@gmail.com. And thanks everybody for listening, and I will see you next week, Wednesday, 5 p.m.